Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. Katie, how has your week been? I feel like it's been stressful.
Yeah. Okay. So, Karen, I feel like if you are a parent, if you are a mom right now, you are in like full holiday mode. It is go time, my friends. Christmas is less than a week away. This is the time. This is it, kids. This is it. How so you How you feeling?
I should start buying some presents for people.
You've gotten some.
I think there are three.
Okay. So you're only giving three of your children gifts this year.
And I have four children. So yeah, that's problematic. I do have a note in my phone
saying
ideas.
Oh, okay.
Katie, I wish everyone listening could see the look of shock and alarm on Katie's face right now.
This is a judgment-free
zone. No, I know you're not judging. I just think you're like, inside you're dying a little bit. Because you're like, oh my gosh, Karen, you've got to get on this.
I'm just plotting. You're not alone. Because I actually talked to two other moms yesterday who were like, yeah, I'm going to talk to my kids about, these are moms that have older kids. The kids sent me the Christmas list and I'm going to talk to them after school. And I'm like, I felt very anxious for them. Because I'm more of like, but if you have to order it, like, what's your plan here? If you're like, are you in store shopping for these gifts?
I don't have time to go in store shopping. Uh-huh. Everything's ordered. Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully it'll turn out.
Okay. You're just hoping that Santa's magic
Yeah. There might need to be some magic mixed in here this year.
Yeah, some magic. Woo! What about, if you're a parent, how many Christmas programs, cookie exchanges, ugly sweater parties, kids' Christmas parties have you attended in, say, like the last 2 weeks?
Oh my goodness. The thing that gets me is it's like we get the note the night before.
Same.
And I'm like, guys, what parents can like run to the store? I literally had to text I texted all the other teachers and were like, if there is anything you need me to buy anytime this week, tell me now. Yeah. Like, are you going to need something for the Christmas party on Friday? Mm-hmm. It's Monday, but like, I'm doing one grocery order this week. So, like, I'm happy to help, but you need to tell me now.
Did they text you back?
Yes. They were like, great, send this.
Perfect.
Great. And I'd much rather do that on Monday. Then Thursday night, hey, does anybody have da-da-da to send in, you know?
Let me tell you what happened to me just last night. And I feel like it's because of my early crazy schedule that this is stressful for me. I woke up at 2 a.m., my normal alarm clock, and there was a message from River's teacher that was like, hey, the kids can wear pajamas tomorrow. And I was like, oh, like I didn't think – like, I put out River's uniform. I didn't think about her, like, pajamas. And, you know, the other thing that happens in my house is, you know, our nanny comes over very early. Brian sometimes is there, sometimes isn't, depending on his work schedule. And I was like, sometimes I have a hard time getting a hold of nanny before school just because she's super busy getting River ready, you know? And I was like, my biggest fear in life is basically that my poor kid will go to school in her uniform and everybody else will be in pajamas. And it's, like, ruined her life. And so I was like immediately like, I like wrote three notes and posted them all through my house because I was concerned.
Here's what you need, Katie. You need like a clone. Big.
Oh,
well, that too.
Yeah.
You need a big dry erase board, like in one spot of your house. That's like the, okay, here's the central zone. There's like some word that I'm missing for this. You know, when.
Like the headquarters.
Yes, the headquarters. Thank you. Here's the headquarters. Brian, when you come down the stairs in the morning, you check headquarters. Mm-hmm. Nanny, when you come in, you check headquarters. Mm-hmm. Katie, when you get home, you check headquarters. Yeah. And anyone can leave.
Good advice.
Can leave a note there. And it's like the main spot where communication happens.
And I sense that in River's teacher's defense, if you were just a normal parent who worked, not at 2 a.m, you just wake up and get this message and you or a kid would like dress in pajamas. Sure. Like, but for me, I'm like, oh, might we have planned to send this out, I don't know, 24 hours in advance, you know?
Yeah, like, it's funny that you mentioned pajama day because Bennett has pajama day. Coming up, literally every day. Can I wear pajamas today?
Yeah,
can I wear pajamas today? Can I wear pajamas today? And I'm like, girl, I will tell you. We've had the pajamas set out for like 2 days now just because she wanted to get them like they're clean, they're ready to go. But I mean, if you miss pajama day, which I mean, I don't blame the kids. Look, if there was a work pajama day and I missed
when
it
is that happening?
And wore a dress to work, I'd be so upset.
Devastated.
I'd be like, what? This was the day I could wear pajamas?
Before River would come home and I would be like, I mean, it would be...
Devastating.
Devastating. Mm-hmm. And then I would, you know, your mom guilt kicks in. Check off all the lists. All right. Well, good luck, my friends. We want to say...
Godspeed.
Godspeed. You'll get through this and come out on the other end.
And I keep thinking about and being reminded, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect.
I know. Yes. But
it doesn't.
It's so stressful.
And there's also so many things. Like, I mean, we're not going to have time to do the light show, the Christmas light show. I mean, you know, there's the Polar Express, the light show, seeing Santa, getting your Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just so much. So if you don't get all of those things, it's okay.
It's okay.
And we didn't do all of those things when we were little.
No.
I don't remember any. I certainly don't remember wearing Christmas pajamas to school.
There was no Polar Express in Pennsylvania.
There was definitely no Polar Express.
I feel like every day was Polar Express, actually, in Western Pennsylvania. Like, you just got on those icy roads and you just prayed you got to school. Anyway. All right. Let's get to our first article here. This one is from the DemocraticChronicle.com. Christmas card family photos, the tips, the tricks, the memories, the agony. We've all been there. Did you send out your Christmas cards yet? That was one of your things the other day.
I put them in the mailbox about 10 o'clock last night.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. All right.
One of them was for you, and I was like, could have saved a stamp and just brought it in, but oh well.
Same thought with yours, but then I thought, nah.
I do think it's nicer to get it in the actual mail.
Same.
Because if somebody gives it to me at work, I'm like,
you feel like an
afterthought. I forget it. Yeah. I don't. It's not like in the same zone as all the other Christmas cards. Okay,
agreed.
Continue.
Okay. So this person, save this for next holiday season because presumably you probably already did.
But I don't know. I've seen some people are still putting them together here.
Right. Oh, really?
Well, I think some people now, which I actually feel like is very smart, are just like, you know what? I'm too busy. It's going to be a New Year's card.
I have seen some New Year's
cards. You know, I love. I love it.
Well, so perhaps you could take this. This writer talks about how in this one specific family, they take their Christmas card picture every year right before they put the turkey on the table at Thanksgiving. And whoever is there, it doesn't matter what the situation is, the scenario is, who
is
there.
The boyfriends, the girlfriends, the friends,
who is not there, you were in that picture. And she talks about they've been doing it for so long that it's like a snapshot. You look back and it's like, there's Amy with braces. There's Amy in college. There's Amy, you know.
With that weird boyfriend that didn't last long.
Right. I love this idea. Mm-hmm. I find Christmas card, getting those pictures, those family pictures, agony. Mm-hmm. Yet I continue to do it every year.
You do, yes. You say you won't, then you do. I don't know.
Why do I do it?
I don't know.
Last year we didn't do it. We didn't hire a photographer. But I'll tell you, I was like, let's get serious about this, guys. Like, where's your iPhone? What are you wearing? Like, I had the shoot planned out. Like, we took the pictures like whilst we were like picking out our Christmas tree.
I see.
I think I've told this story before, perhaps on the podcast, that one year I was like, not doing it.
Yes.
I'm exhausted. I'm not doing this. It was like a week before Christmas. And Brian was like, if you do not do this, people will think that we got a divorce. And I was like, okay, fine. Like, do people put that much stock in Christmas cards?
I don't know. It's funny because my sister earlier this season was like, I think I'm just not going to do Christmas cards. And I was like, I don't know. Be careful. Katie said the same thing one time and Brian ended up saying she had to do it. And sure enough.
Well, what did your sister end up doing?
They did them. Everybody says they're not going to do them and then they do them. You always do. It's so stressful. Do you know what we did?
What?
We did not do the holiday photo shoot.
Uh-huh.
We used pictures from, I don't know, May.
But that's okay. It's so, still a family, like, shoot,
it's,
right?
I feel like if it's in the calendar year, mm-hmm. it's acceptable. Same. Although we got them back and Henry was like, huh, yeah, we've all changed a lot since these pictures.
You know,
and
I was like,
well, sorry.
You're fine.
And it also is funny. I'm realizing now, if you do, word of advice, decide to do that way in advance, don't wear, you know, sundresses, sleeveless little numbers, your kids. Because it's very obvious that we're taking these photos. I mean, I think you could do it in such a way that it's generic, right? Uh-huh. But we're, like, very clearly summering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
But, oh, well.
I also want to just a note on getting those cards out. I've had to go to the post office 3 times now to get different stamps. Like, I keep thinking I got enough, and I didn't.
Oh.
Also, and this is very, I will say, this is very un-Katie-like. I can never find all my addresses. And so it's like a video game trying to, like, is that person's address, like, in my, like, Instagram messages? Is it on a Facebook message?
Oh, wow. Yeah, put the...
Is it in a text
So they have these
message?
Things called address books.
I know. Well, I used to have one on my computer, but I lost it 2 years ago, and I just have not... I just... Now
that
it's
sounds
just like,
very
it's just
stressful.
Like a game. I spend, like, 2 days at the game.
So do you have an actual address book?
Oh. Do people have... I mean, shouldn't it just be in, like, a spreadsheet? This is 2023.
I have one.
I mean,
I'm also 80. Katie's like, not surprised.
Yeah, like, that tracks.
And my former nanny wrote all of my addresses in it. So it's very neat
handwriting.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I had the same thing as you. I had all these, like, printed out spreadsheets from our wedding, all these notes added on, scribbled all these addresses. Oh, here's the people we met in this city when we lived here. Here's these addresses.
You farmed out, you paid someone to write your address book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I sure did. Yeah. Well, it was in the early days when the newborn is sleeping all the time.
Oh, so
and
you
I
were like,
like,
you have nothing to do.
Can
here's
you just
book.
Put these in an app? I knew she had really nice handwriting. I was like, can you just update my address book for me?
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So pro tip, my friends.
Hire out someone to make you an address book.
Make the hired help do
your
address
Do you know
book.
How much easier your life would be right now, Katie, if you
I
had
know.
Like an address book and they're
yes,
all in one place?
Yes, I do. I'm telling you, this week I've been tearing my hair out looking for these stupid addresses. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, all right. Next segment here, mum.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Mom's the word.
This is where we talk about a product or service that is making our parenting lives easier.
But it's kind of a secret that we're letting you in on.
And I'm just going to say this, not just our parenting lives, perhaps our personal lives, our professional lives, because this one...
Life in general.
It does not help my parenting at all.
Mm.
But it does.
Maybe the opposite.
It does help my appearance, which is really, to be honest, that's what I really care about. This one was recommended by the woman who occasionally gives me facials, which I know sounds very bougie, but I don't care. I don't care.
You do you.
Right.
It's our motto.
Like, I'm 40. Like, I don't care. This is a mattifying face primer. So a primer is like what you put on before you do your foundation. And
Katie
knows
she has to explain this
to
me.
That's okay. We're making eye contact right now. I want to like
listen
make
up,
sure
Karen,
that you're
listen
like listening.
Up.
And I like this one because of the mattifying, you know, before I go on air, like you can't have a shiny face. And I feel like before I had this, I always had a shiny face.
Okay.
So I put this on before my foundation. And honestly, it's been a little bit of a game changer.
Right.
So Jane Iredell, Smooth Affair is the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mattifying face primer, but it's expensive.
Okay.
But it goes a long way. I will say this. Like, I'll bet this thing's going to last me like 6 to 8 months. $52.
Okay.
You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it on
That
like
doesn't
a...
seem crazy to me.
Okay, good. You can buy it on the Jane Iredell website as well.
Katie is definitely looking at me like, I need to buy this right
now.
I mean, I feel like maybe I should.
Well, maybe you should. Is Greg listening? This might be like, add it to the stocking list.
Do you know, a side note, do you get stuff in your stocking?
Every once in a while, Brian will be like, oh, I really meant to get stuff for your stocking, like every year. And I'm always like,
Mine is always empty. I mean, I'll like put a orange and some candies in just because I'm divvying those out to the whole lot. But yeah,
you'll stock your own stuff. You'll stuff your own stocking.
Well, I mean, with like the generic things that I put in everyone's, like I won't buy something for myself, but you know, I put an orange in the toe and like some Hershey Kisses or whatever in everybody's. So as I'm going around, I'm like, wow, it feels weird to skip
myself,
mine.
Give myself
like
a little Hershey Kiss. Do you get Greg stocking stuffers?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Greg, there's this mattifying face primer.
There's this thing called Christmas coming up. If you want to partake and
whatever you want, Greg.
You know,
but
up to you.
Might call me. I have some. I have some like at least like 20 moms, the moms of the world in like the last year that I could probably give you some good tips. Okay.
You know, it's funny. I was actually thinking we really need a hole punch, a single hole punch.
Oh my!
And I was like, that would be a great stocking stuffer. And then I was like, Karen, you cannot buy yourself a single hole puncher to put in your own stocking.
Karen, a single, like a hole puncher?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We have a 3-hole puncher for some odd reason, but we don't have a single hole puncher.
You're really setting the bar very high for these stocking stuffers. Stop.
But Gregory, if you're listening, I'd rather have the expensive
The mattifying face primer.
Mattifying face primer, please.
Okay.
All right. This next article. It's from the Washington Post. The new pregnancy announcement is no announcement. Mm-hmm. I feel like this has kind of been brewing for a while, and I'm glad to see that it's here. This article talks about how a woman posted this, of course, picture-perfect social media message about being pregnant with her child, and then unfortunately lost the baby. Devastating, right? And I think we all, so many of us, know people who this has happened to. It's so tough. But anyway, long story short, now she has decided years later she gets pregnant again and decided not to post anything and then just posted a picture of the baby with the caption, surprise.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that I think is happening more and more often. The old Instagram perfect announcement post is out, and now it's what people are calling the hard launch, right? You just don't say anything on social media. I think for multiple reasons. I think, of course, there's that fear that something might happen, right? But I think there's also, I think for some people, you don't necessarily want to make that post if perhaps you have friends who are struggling with infertility. I think that in general, there's just a lot of reasons why it's not quite as acceptable. You just don't have to do it anymore, right? It's just not a thing for a lot of reasons. But I think people are trying to be more sensitive to what everyone else is going through. And sometimes that post can be hard for other moms or hoping to be moms.
I thought it was interesting that this article actually does not mention that, though, the fertility, the sensitivity around that. Which to me, that seems like that's one of the bigger ones. But just as you said, it talks about how social media trends have begun to shift in favor of more authentic, less posed posts. And so I think that is having an impact. I thought this was interesting, too. This article talks about abortion and reproductive rights have changed so much over the past like 2 years. And I think some people are loathe to post something and then something goes awry. And they might find themselves wanting or needing one of these procedures. But of course, they do not. Now they've already advertised this.
Right.
And depending on what state you are in, that could have a big impact. Right now we're watching stuff as we're recording this play out in Texas.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that's a big thing. Obviously, I think sensitivity myself, I did not realize this until I suffered from infertility issues. And then every pregnancy announcement was a dagger to my heart, including one that I had to do on air here at the station.
For someone else.
For someone else.
Right.
Yes. It was really hard. And I will say this, what if you do choose to do one of these pregnancy announcements, that's like, I think that's, it's like, you know, it's your world, like mm-hmm. do it. That's mm-hmm. great. We have one friend who, before she did a pregnancy announcement on social media, wrote me a text message and was like, hey, I'm doing this and I'm going to like post this tomorrow, but I wanted to give you a heads up first so that you weren't blindsided by it. She's the only person that's ever done that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And it was such a good idea. And Brian, I read it to him in the car, like the text message, mm-hmm. and he was like, that's like,
genius.
Thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you to that person, mm-hmm. just because he knows how difficult that has mm-hmm. been for me. But it's like, I even kind of feel this way about gender reveals as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. I don't know why those feel kind of icky to me. And I didn't used to feel that way, but now I do, because I kind of think it's weird to celebrate like boys or girls. Like, I mean, I know this is a controversial thought, but it's I kind of feel that, you know, like, do you really need to put that on social media? And like it's a baby. Like, does mm-hmm. it matter if it's girl, boy, whatever? So,
well, I think the other thing, too, is I agree with everything you said. But I think also, you know, I feel like there used to be this really big push to have this, I mean, elaborate, beautiful photo that's perfect. And I mean, I felt that, like, you know, because I think it's one of those posts that you feel like, oh, everybody's going to be seeing this. This is like a big announcement. Uh-huh. It should like look nice. But I think that also in this article, I think, is alluding to this. It can just be a regular old post.
Yeah.
It does not have to be something over the top. Like you're saying with the reveal parties, too. Like, we can take it down a notch. Right. And just everything does not have to be social media perfect, beautiful.
Right.
You know,
yes,
whether absolutely. It's a big announcement or a small one. I didn't realize, this is crazy to me, that Etsy sells, they said it in this article, digital files.
I know.
Like, for creating this perfect Instagram mm-hmm. birth announcement. That is crazy.
It is crazy.
Anyway, so just something to kind of keep in mind. I think this is a good direction we're heading in, though. That
yeah,
less
I kind of feel
more.
The same way. And again, before I had these experiences, and that's what I think is, I think if you've not had these experiences,
right.
what I'm saying kind of comes off as kind of, I don't know, like bitter and like I'm a jerk. But I think if you've had these experiences, you know exactly what I'm like. Mm-hmm. If you've struggled with infertility, mm-hmm. I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. In addition to the fact that I hate fake social media stuff. And
right.
I just hate stuff that pretends like your life is perfect when like right. everybody's life has, you know,
is not
mountains and valleys. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly. Okay. Third article here coming from The Guardian. My young boy's daily profanities are truly shocking. Where on earth can he have picked up all the effing and blinding? What's
is
blinding?
That? I think that's something, this article is from England. I think that's something they must say there.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. Anyway. My son says under his breath, and not for the first time, he's a swear word. He started saying this after a 9-hour drive from somewhere to London this summer, during which I have uttered a similar phrase several times while trying to get his baby sister to stop being violently carsick. This article just talks about, yeah, they have a son who will occasionally utter a swear word. And it talks about, what are you supposed to do? Like, you have to be kind of stone-faced
right.
when they do this. Because otherwise, I think the pervading thought is if you give attention to it. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this happen in my own life. If you give attention to it and your kid knows it gets attention, like if you laugh or yell at them, they're more
likely to keep doing it.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. It says in here that the parents tried to stop using, you know, bad words when the child was 3. I'm like, I mean, I feel like if you really wanted to cut that out of your vocabulary and your child's vocabulary, you probably should have started when he was like, you know, 6 months,
well,
a year.
If,
I don't know.
Like, if you're my husband.
At 3, the ship has sailed, my friend. Like, you know, the kids are already listening. I mean, Sam says everything we say and he's 1.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I've talked about this as well previously amongst friends and on this podcast. So I'm married to a New Yorker who has never stopped saying profanities. Never.
Although,
not when River was 1, not when she was 3, and not now that she is 5.
Although I don't feel like I've never heard him say one around River.
Oh, well, because you just haven't spent enough time around Brian and River. But, you know, he doesn't just like casually
walk
say
that?
In. She has not.
Okay. So, see, I don't think it's as bad as you think.
So this is like sort of where I am with this. And I'll just, again, this is another controversial thought. You have to tell your kids there are like grown-up words
yes.
and kids' words and never the two shall mix. That's just the way it goes. Like there are some things that grown-ups
grown-up
can say.
Drinks, you can't
yep.
have them.
Yep, that's just the way it is. And we'll take it from there. I mean, I do.
So you've said like, oh, yes. Daddy used a word that we don't
yes.
use, River.
And River okay. will call him out like, Mom, daddy is a bad word, you
oh,
know?
Funny.
But she still thinks like, she thinks like poopy pants. Like the other day she was like, oh. is poopy pants a bad word? And I was like, I mean, no, but I wouldn't say it. Or jerk. Is jerk a bad word? Mm-hmm. No, but, you know, we probably shouldn't mm-hmm. say it. I don't know what she says. It's funny, now that she's in kindergarten, she does come home saying words that I'm like, not even necessarily bad words, but words that aren't part of our
you can tell that she's picked
enough.
It up. Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know where you learned that word.
Right. Well, somehow Bennett always says, what in the heck? Like, very aggressively. And she says it a lot. And part of me is like, when she says it, I'm usually like, oh, Bennett, like, let's say something else. But the other part of me is like, well, she's not saying the worst yeah. version, so.
What in the heck? That doesn't bother me.
It's just, I think it's the way she says it.
Yeah.
It might
as well as be like a swear word, the way
exactly.
she like, throws it
exactly.
around. Yeah.
And when she's going, like, leading up to it, you're like, oh, she's going to do the real one this time.
Yes.
You know, like, it's, you just, yeah.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, who knows? I think to your point, we have several friends who say a lot in front of their kids. And we try not to, but of course we do every once in a while say things that
I bet you and Greg are good.
I don't know.
No, you are.
But,
you are. It's good. I mean,
even our friends who say everything in front of their kids, I very infrequently hear
them repeating it.
The kids repeating it. So I think that either they're just good kids or, you know, at some point, you know, I think kids just kind of know these are things that I'm probably
not
supposed to say.
Well, let me just tell you, when Brian has his, like, you know, weekly meltdown at the car in front of us, you know, it's frequently driving in the car. Again,
okay,
married
okay.
to, like,
I can totally
a Long
see
Islander.
This. Yes, yes.
You know, I'll be like, dude, like, what, you know, like, what, you gotta, like, tone it down. And he's like, what? I mean, she needs to know how to drive. These people, like, you know, like, he
yeah,
defends
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
To the mm-hmm. nth, like I'm, it's mm-hmm. like a, it's a lost cause in my house.
I feel like
it's
this
lost.
Is, I feel like if dads didn't say things they probably weren't supposed to say whilst driving children, where would we be in life?
Where
I mean,
would
I think
we
it's
be?
Just like every, it's one of those generational things. It's never going to change.
We always let dads have an excuse for everything. Like there's just an excuse for bad behavior with everything. But,
and you can also say whatever you want when the driver is being crazy on the road.
Okay.
Win of the week.
All right. I have a win.
Okay.
So I had this idea that, well, the kids needed their shots. And I had what I thought was a good idea at the time. Well, if all four kids need their flu and COVID shots,
uh-huh.
I should just go once.
This because- is a win? Where's the win here?
Because I don't want to go to the pediatrician four times.
Right.
Or even two times, really.
Just knock it out.
Let's just knock it out.
Knock it out.
And so I make this appointment. They're like, literally, you will be here 5 minutes. You bring them in. You don't have to see the doctor. Mm. Like, we will put you in a room. The nurse comes in. Bup, 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 bup. Done. So I think it's going to be great.
Which one goes first? Like, that's the hard part is like,
yeah, yeah. Well, so here's,
you know, that's going to set the tone.
So here's the real kicker. So I had and I was actually talking with a coworker about it earlier in the day. I'm like, okay, I've taken all four kids to get their shots. Mm-hmm. Like, what should my plan be? And he had good advice. He said, just say, great news. We're going to go get a treat this afternoon. First, we got to stop by the doctor real quick. And I'm like, oh, yes, this is great language. Love it, love it. Yes. Like,
does this coworker have children?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
And so it's our editor, Matthew.
Oh, okay.
Who edits this podcast, mm-hmm. this very podcast. And so I'm like, great advice. Yes, this is wonderful. So it started going awry when I accidentally, on our calendar, on our refrigerator, put 4:30 kids shots instead of 4:30 doctor. And of course, no one notices until right before we're about to leave. And I'm like, great news, guys. We're going to go get a treat. First, let's go get Sam and stop by the doctor.
Like you read the script.
And
you were like off script right there. Yeah.
And then Ella Ray goes to get something out of the fridge and goes, What? Kids shots? We're getting shots? And then Henry and Bennett, of course, here, and it's just like total meltdown. I'm like, oh gosh, the whole plan is now in the toilet. I'm like, and she's like, are we? And everyone just looks at me. I mean, I can't lie.
Right, you can't.
I'm like, well, it'll be really quick, you know? And I'm like, let's just get in the car. Let's just go. Let's just, and they're just, everyone's crying. It's just, it's not good from the get-go. Mm-hmm. So we go get Sam. We walk in to get Sam from preschool, and Ben is like, Sam, we're going to get shots. I'm like, oh, no. You know, he doesn't know what that means, but everyone's crying, so he starts crying. Literally, everyone is crying. We get to the, except Henry. Henry was pretty strong. We get to the doctor. We come in. It's just a hot mess. They're like, who's going to go first? I'm like trying to think of, let's talk about Christmas presents. Uh-huh. Let's talk about all the, it's just such a terrible thing, Katie. The nurse comes in and is like, okay, who's first? And he's like, I'll do it. So he does it. He doesn't cry. Great. Everybody else is like, who's going to go next? Everybody else cries. It's so much screaming, Katie. It is so much screaming. Mm-hmm. The nurse, literally, I mean, I would love to have known how fast the last shot was in one of my children's skin to when she was, like, out the door. It was probably, like, 0.5 seconds. She was like, okay, done, bye.
See ya.
Like, we made it and, like, ran out of the room. It was
you
not
did
good.
Post a funny picture on.
It was not good.
I can't remember if it was Facebook or Instagram or maybe both. Yeah, you should check it out. Just because, like, beforehand, the kids are like, they're looking pretty good. They're a little, like, you know, apprehensive. And then afterwards, like, everybody's just like roaming around the room. Like,
everyone's crying. It was one of those. I mean, so the win is that all four of my children are now protected from flu and COVID.
Oh,
thank
wow.
goodness. But it was. It was tricky to get there, let me tell you, my friend. Also, if anyone listening thinks this is going to be a good idea, don't do it. Don't do it.
But now it's done.
Now it's done, and I didn't have to go multiple times. But you just – and even with the older kids, like, you guys, we've done so many shots. Like, you think that they get to the point where they're like, oh, yeah, this is fine. I don't think that – I don't know when that day comes. It's not come yet.
I don't think – even I don't – I mean, like, I'm like, when I have to get, like, a flu shot or a COVID
– oh,
like,
you
I'm
get
like,
nervous?
I mean, I don't cry, but I'm not, like, psyched about it.
Are you Bennett and Sam just screaming at the
top
of your
lungs?
I'm
just like, I'm not psyched about it. Yeah. I mean, I tell River that. I'm like, I get it. I don't like shots either, but we're doing it because I'm doing it and you're doing it, you know? All right. Hey, guys, have a good week. We hope that you are surviving the Christmas
all the things.
Crush.
But just remember, it does not have to be perfect. Your children will love it no matter what. And enjoy every minute
and have
that,
like,
you can.
I don't know, like, maybe have a little eggnog or something.
Mimosa.
Yes.
We give Plan that in.
All right.
Have a great one, guys.
Bye.
Anchor Moms, the podcast.
Thanks for listening.